Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Nah, you know, we're not worried about those things that are said. You know, it's another game, obviously. You know, the Bears matchup, we're always trying to win that game.
You heard it, though. You said it, I imagine.
I've seen some stuff, yeah. I've seen some stuff.
It went through your head.
It is what it is, man.
It's Jordan Love talking about the rivalry and some of the smack talk that's been going on. It is a Spiegel and Holmes show. We're here with you until 6 o'clock.
Did you know the name Adam Stenovich before yesterday?
I did.
I did not. I'll admit that. I'll be the guy who did not. Because when I think of the Packers offense, I think of Matt LaFleur, period. Adam Stenovich is the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. He was a tackle. So it's a pretty rare thing to have a former tackle as the offensive coordinator.
Smart guys on that offensive line.
For sure. For sure. And you don't have to worry about somebody who thinks passing that much or, like, you know, can coach the passing game from experience of playing it or necessarily. But anyway, Adam Stenovich was asked about the Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson thing. And I wonder if he was supposed to say the quiet part out loud. He kind of tried not to say it, but still sort of said it.
I asked Jeff this too. I don't know if you watch these things when you're back there, but you know, coaches, head coaches in this league, they generally don't say inflammatory things about each other. So I was wondering what you thought as a staff member when Ben Johnson said what he said at the press conference, and if you thought that was any kind of shot at the whole staff.
Yeah, you take it personal, for sure. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
You take it personal, for sure, and I'll just leave it at that.
So all the stuff of, like, LaFleur doesn't care about it, that would be incorrect.
Yeah, that'd be an absolute pile of garbage, which we knew.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. Like, I would... I was thinking about, like, an equivalent, you know, like, if this were you giving me grief about something, that would be hilarious and, like, kind of funny. If it was just some random dude that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, not as funny.
Oh, dude. Absolutely. If a guest came on who I'll give you a perfect example. First time we had Angelo Cataldi on this show, he just went after Danny Parkins like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? Remember that? And Danny didn't know him or know who he was. Like, I mean, he knew who he was or whatever. But, like, yeah, you're right, Lawrence. Like, I don't know this guy.
And you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, what did I do to this guy?
Oh, I'm catching strays because I beat their ass every year.
An enemy of the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Angelo Cataldi.
In the 33 years I've done sports talk in Philadelphia, the man I have loathed, hated the most is Andy Reid.
Do you hate Andy Reid because you guys were all just so collectively wrong about him?
I got to tell you right now, Matt, this Danny sounds a little bit like a loser to me.
Oh, my God.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Wow.
It was so mean-spirited. It was just, but he, like, Angelo doesn't care. That's his thing. Like, he's just, he didn't even mean it personally. It was just like, oh, you're going to do this? Well, I will go three times harder than you expect.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he
did. That is a thing. Mm. So, yeah, it clearly got to LaFleur.
For sure.
Micah, on the other hand, he's new to this thing. Like, the whole ecosystem, he's new to it. But we think that he has found his way into either believing or believing that he's believing in the Bears-Packers rivalry.
Yeah, it'll be a challenge. I mean, we've been facing that for a while now. You know, it's something that they're going to try to minimize the game. They don't want us to rush, and we got to earn that right. We got to go take it, and we have to find a way to stop the run. They're doing a very good job of getting into that run. You know, people love their front, and it's something that, you know, we got to handle on Sunday. No, I don't care what Ben said. I don't care what Ben said. I wasn't even a Cowboy. I mean, I wasn't even a Packer when Ben said that. It's just me, like, who I am and what I stand for and where I want this defense to stand for. You know, I told him today, like, there's not too many times in life you get to control your own destiny. And we can do that this week. You know, rivalries are for the people. It's for the fans. For me, it's just going out there and just dominating. Like, I just don't like them just because I just see, like, the disrespect that comes with things, you know. And that's what I say. I play for a respect. Like, when you know how to earn someone's respect, it's beating the shit out of them. Like, there's no better feeling than coming in the game and their best players is coming up to you like, yeah, like, okay. Like, that's, like, respect.
Are you seriously still looking for respect? You personally?
Yeah.
How? I mean, you're, like, one of the best players in the league.
I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I don't. I think every week, people question my worth. People try to belittle me and take away my name. And when you're the best, that's what happens. Like, you are talked about. Like, you are looked at more closely. Like, I could go out there and have 5 sacks. And people say, oh, it's cover sacks. They held the ball. You're always going to find something. Like, you'll never prove anything wrong, but I will say, like, for me, it's about, like, you'll never question how hard I play. Yeah, I could go out there and have 4 TFLs and still tell me I'm not physical. Like, it don't matter what you do or what you put on tape, as long as it's involved with winning, and I'm a winner. I gotta find a way to win. If a team wants to come in and run the ball 35 times, you tell me what that is. It's disrespectful. They're saying, like, hey, we're going to come punch in your mouth and there's nothing you're going to do about it.
Oh.
Like, that's all this is. So, like, you got to earn the respect of your opponent. Okay, we can't run the ball, so now good. We could play my game. And that's getting after the passer. So it's like, I got to earn my respect out there. We all do, really. Like, it can't just be me. It got to be all 11.
Could also be respecting the fact that they can't block you.
Yeah, but you got to trick your mind to go into a dark place. You can't look at the bright side all the time. The bright side is you can still rush the pass. No. That's something your mom would tell you.
That is amazing.
I get where he's coming. I completely get it.
What? The end, right? Where he tells you what he's been trying to do.
It's not the Bears-Packers thing that he even cares about.
He didn't care about that.
He's just making stuff up in his mind. And I get it. Spiegs, last week I said
it's just like the Michael Jordan entire career.
100%.
Fast forward to decades past the incident, and there's a rumor that this never happened. LeBradford Smith never put his arm around Mike and said, "Nice game, Mike."
There it is, man.
A couple of writers went up to Michael and said, "Did this ever happen?" And Michael's with a smile, just like, "No, I made it up." There's nothing he would not do to get himself to the place where he's going to beat you.
That's it. Michael Jordan made up a thing about a player named LeBradford Smith. It has lived forever, and it was completely made up. So Micah just hasn't figured out something to make up yet for this week.
I think he has. He's figured out if you run at him, it's disrespect. If you don't run, it's disrespect. All of it is disrespect. So I texted my brother, because you know my brother's not like a big sports guy, but he's always interested in what it is that I do. You remember Big John Henderson from the Jaguars? Remember him? 6'7", like 320 pounds. Exactly, Alex. I sent my brother that video. The video of Big John Henderson asking one of the assistants to slap him in the face. So the assistant slaps him in the face. He's like, "No, you got to do better than that." So he hits him again. He's like, "Now we're talking. That's how you do it. You made my mouth bleed. That's how you get me ready to play." And then Big John's just walking through the hallway bigger than everybody else. And you go, "Oh." And I said to my brother, "This is what football players are like." This has been my professional life for 25 years, dealing with people that need this type of motivation sometimes to do what they do.
I'm watching the video. I don't know how this escaped me, but
it's hilarious.
Big John Henderson getting slapped. And then he's
so happy and he is ready to go. And then watch everyone move out of his way, because that's Big John. And he used to do this before every game.
Wow.
Every game, the assistant would slap him. And if it wasn't good enough, he'd have him slap him again.
Can you imagine how scared you were as an assistant the first time you get asked to do that?
Yes. The first time that Big John is like, "Listen, before games, I'm going to need you to slap me." "That's against the rules, John." No. "I'm going to need you to slap me before I go to the field." "Okay. All right." And I think the assistant guy was like 6'2", but it's Big John Henderson. Everyone looks small.
That's totally what Micah is trying to do verbally in that thing. He's like dancing around. He's like, "Well, I got a little this, I got a little that." You know what does feel disrespectful? When they run at you, but doesn't that mean that they think you're actually good? No,
right.
You shut up. I'm talking about
you. Shut up.
This.
It doesn't. But I don't know how anybody could disrespect him at all. The way he plays the game. And it's not just the production and the sacks. It's just the way he plays the game, how hard he plays it, the knowledge that he has for the game. But I hope he goes into a really dark place on Sunday. So I'm excited to see that.
They're doing it to him. That's Jeff Hafley. We all know he's good. I've been telling Spiegs, like, don't do the whole run at Micah thing. That might not work out for you.
Well, what have we so this is what it is. What we do and all the chatter and all the talk, and clearly what Micah needs, which is some of the chatter and some of the talk. The man does a podcast. He probably wants angry texts when he does a podcast and gets them, you know, like angry tweets. But it's like, I mean, he clearly needs that stuff. But when it comes down to it, you just got to do what schematically makes the most sense.
Play to play. That's all you got to do.
Well, speaking of that podcast, this was Micah Parsons in the preseason.
The Bears have made one of the greatest off seasons, and what we've seen from Caleb Williams, he made some amazing throws. He did some amazing things out there.
See, once you get into the season, you need someone to slap you in the face.
You got to go to a dark place.
Yeah,
that's how you get to that dark place.
What is it with famous Packers and dark places? Like Aaron Rodgers went on a darkness retreat.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. He went on a darkness retreat, and now Micah needs to go to a dark place. Aaron knows one. Just leave him the keys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.